The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy, and that you are enjoying the blessings of this holy month of Rajab, inshallah. One of the questions that comes about all the time that we get in our heads as well is the questions of tests and trials, right? Difficulties. And so the question, an existential question, is that why are there tests, you know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking to see how we respond to these events. And so when we are told that we are constantly being tested, it's not the event, it's how we respond to the event. And I think that we should always focus on that, right? We should always focus on that. We get bogged down with the event. The event displeases me. The event makes me lose sleep. Well, how am I responding to the event? If we focused on the response, we would find that we have a clearer path to success, because I know that this event is not in my control. But how I respond to this event is in my control. And that's where I rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance. Now, what is God trying to prove with these responses? Right? What does He want to see from these responses? As Allah says in the Quran, that it's not sufficient that you simply say you have faith and that you will not be tested. No, it's easy to profess faith, right? It's sort of super easy to say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. But when the things start to get a bit topsy-turvy and heavy, man, is that Alhamdulillah coming out so easily, right? Do I have that mindset? And so it's easy to say, to proclaim faith, but to actually now use it in these moments, that's what's important, right? And so I want to answer this question, right? Like, what does God want to see from these responses? What is He trying to prove for us, right? It's not for Him, it's for us. And so we're going to look at it in a couple of different ways. But to do so, let's start with a small introduction, right? When you look at the creation of a human being, all human beings, we are created with potentiality, with potential, right? None of us are created in the actual final form that we will end up with. We all have this quwa, it is known as, this internal potential. Every human being who is born in a state of potentiality. That means they have certain faculties within them, all of us do. And those faculties have the potential of being something amazing, or I can forego those qualities or those faculties and not use my potential correctly. That doesn't mean that as human beings we are not unique. No, we're all unique, right? We all have different inclinations. We all have different, like, leanings towards things, right? Like, within one's own family, you may have a child who is introverted, and you may have another one who is extroverted, right? It's the same genes in both of these kids, yet their inclination is slightly different. You may have one who is more artsy, right? More free-thinking, while you have one who may be more book smart, like very A, B, C, D, and this is how it has to be kind of thing, right? And so you have people who have different inclinations. Certain people want to go into science. Some people may like different things. We can't control these things, and we don't even really know how they come about, you know? I think that's part and parcel of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you think about it, right? Because if everyone was inclined towards the same exact thing, the society wouldn't function, right? Because you'd have like 8 billion doctors. You don't need 8 billion doctors, right? Or imagine having 8 billion ulama, subhanallah, yeah? Like, no, alhamdulillah, yeah? The few that we have are struggling, but alhamdulillah, right? And so the inclinations that everyone has is actually serves society. It serves a tremendous function, right, to society. So the inclinations is not what we're talking about. It's about the qualities or the faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that can produce certain actual characteristics. Even, you know, when you study akhlaq, I'm sure every speaker has talked about this and you have read this, I am confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with like the faculty of imagination and the faculty of intellect and the faculty of anger and the faculty of desire. These faculties that we're created with, which will eventually produce certain characteristics, are all in an actuality state, right? They're not finalized. Now, we work our entire lives towards making that quwwa into what's known as nahw al-fi'liya, towards actually having actualized into certain characteristics, right? And what God wants is that if we utilize these faculties correctly, we would produce sublime qualities of courage and chastity and justice, which would make us into insanul kamil, right? Like a perfect human being. But this journey that each of us are on from this potential state into an actual state is constantly bombarded with different life experiences, with different temptations, with different things having their own agenda, right? So depending on what we surround ourselves with, depending on the environment that I put myself into, depending on the quality of nurturing that I got in my own house, depending on the type of guidance that I had, depending on the friend circle that I kept, all of these different life events and the different struggles that we talk about right now, right? Like the different challenges and this and that, all of these things are forming me every single day, right? They are, like if I was a sculpture, they are like sculpting me, right? Like I am being formed into this actual person that I will be when I die with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is going to be my end result? And so you see, the journey is extremely crucial, right? What we surround ourselves in, the kind of friends that we keep, the kind of nurturing that takes place in one's home, what we value at home, what is important at home, all of these things are forming who I'm actually going to be. Now, that's the struggle of life, right? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us all this. But when He has taught us all of this, He's not just going to say, now figure it out. No, God is too far merciful for that. He's too generous for that.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.